Thought they had it on me, but the truth lay upon me. Like the Mississippi River runs deeper on the coast. I don't know what happened. I was acting on my passion, wearing latest fashion. I wandered in the cold. And then it came upon me in a midnight dream, as honey offers gold. As a gambler, I can't hide my debts, as a sinner, as a soul. Pardon me if I forget what I've already been told. You can't hold that against me, man. I'm on Revelation Road. Fire and brimstone pave the way. Hold hands together every day. Nothing left to do but pray and put your head in the sand. The sinners and the preachers at each other's throats. Which one is the bad news man? Which one clatters most? Screaming turns to salt and dust. Volume is not heard. Bible beaters, rest your fist. Haters, rest your eye. You're both too young to know you're mute, unconscious to the choir. But I can't hold that against you, man. You're on Revelation Road. Grab your little passbooks, a ticket gets you in. One Hail Mary does the trick, forgive of all your sins. And when the show was over, you're where you started from. Collecting all the barbs you threw, piled up to be disposed. Judgment comes and never tires. Forgotten is the code. Doing unto others is a farce, a laugh, a joke. Remember when the black veil falls, we all stand alone. Bare feet on the gravel, man, we're on Revelation Road. Revelation Road. There's a song I wrote about growing up in Alabama with my baby sister. We used to drive to school every day with our mama in the car and sing three-part harmony. And that was the routine. So I wrote a song about it. Four ball tires on an old Impala, 17 degrees South Alabama. Mama needs money and we're late for school, picking out the parts on a Bob Wills tune. I got a scrambled egg sandwich and a Folgers can. Daddy says he'll never work for the man. I'll hold you here, I'll ease your mind. Me sing you a lullaby, sit here by the fire. Tomorrow's Sunday, come and rest your soul. Let me be your good book, stories all been told. as I'll hold your head. Yeah, the world's gone crazy, can't you save your sin? He shouldn't be driving in the shape he's in. I see cold water in the Santa Boga. I hear a Ford pickup on the old dirt road. And Danny's down a hill hurling peas in a pan. Dandy's got a bucket and a hoe in his hand. And I'll hold your head. I'll ease your mind. Let me sing you a lullaby. Sit here by the fire. Tomorrow's Sunday. Come and rest your soul. Let me be your good book. Story's all been told. As I'll hold it here. It ain't fair for a youngin' and all this hurtin', battling the blues and the beer and the bourbon. Hey, come on, sissy, let's close the door. I don't wanna hear the voice no more. 'Cause I'll hold your head, I'll ease your mind. Let me sing you a lullaby. Sit here by the fire. Tomorrow's Sunday. Come and rest your soul. Let me be your good book. Story's all been told. I'll hold your hand.
This is a song I wrote last year sometime. I had plans to put it on the last record, but it didn't fit. But for some reason, it's forlorn and depressing, so it goes on this one just fine. Let's see if I can remember how to play it. There you go. Cold on a Friday afternoon, you're on the other side of the room. And even with the fire going strong, it's chilly when I think about us living all alone. If I thought $1 million can make you wanna just stand up and walk into my love like before, I'd rob a rich man's diamond mine and make you be my valentine. Say the word and I'll become a thief. Voice in the wind sings through the trees. Reminds me of the nights together, you and me, as we sit parted listening to the wind. I think of you and hope you'll want me once again. If I thought $1 million could make you want to just stand up and walk into my love like before, I'd rob a rich man's diamond mine and make you be my valentine. Say the word and I'll become a thief.
I'm Nick Harcourt, it's Connections at 88.5 KCSN, and Shelby Lynn is our guest in studio. First of all, great to see you again.
You too.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
And always revelatory. I don't know, you always reveal something when I talk to you. And it seems that this new album, straight away with a title like Revelation Road, there's something going on a little bit deeper than perhaps in the past.
Yeah.
You've always been deep, but can you tell us about how this album came about and the collection of songs?
Well, yeah, it's I can kind of sum it up and then we can go from there, but it's about growing up in Alabama and where I am now. And it's been what do you call it, revelatory?
It sounds like a word. I have no idea if it is.
I like it. I think I'll start using it.
Just made that one up.
No, I had a lot of revelations, and I wanted to write about them. I don't think I've ever done that before. I've always written what I wanted to write, but I don't think I've allowed myself to write about what I really wanted to write about.
What do you think it is about this time in your life that connected you to the past, to be able to perhaps go a little bit deeper than you have done before in the way that you write and the words that you've written on these songs?
Well, I think more than anything, it's a peace of mind, my peace of my heart, which means doesn't mean that there's not pain there or life. But, you know, there's some content here that I put it into song. About my father and about my family and my sister. And, you know, Revelation Road is about growing up in a Christian society and while appreciating that life, not really living that life day to day. And how kind of hypocritical I feel it is.
Yourself or just
the
bigger picture, the culture?
The bigger picture of
right.
it, you know. And, you know, the South is a wonderful place to grow up. I wouldn't change a thing. I'm a true Southerner. But I guess another part of the reason is I'm one of those ridiculous political kind of news junkie people that I'm kind of embarrassed to admit. But, you know, you see how religion plays such a part in our everyday lives, and it really shouldn't.
So the hypocrisy of that, I guess, growing up with that as a part of your life.
Yeah, and not really living that day-to-day life, you know, and being looked down upon by say, family, because I don't live that conventional life.
When you look at your childhood and growing up within that system, mm-hmm. for want of a better word, where everything was controlled by religion,
mm-hmm.
When did you first start to kick back against that?
Well, I mean, I went through stages, you know. It's like, you know, because as a Christian, you know, I just have my own way of going about life. You know, I don't think anybody should be judged on how they live unless they're hurting somebody else. And, you know, I think living in California has a lot to do with it because I love where in California. I love it. I can't imagine living anywhere else. And, you know, it's just a certain freedom here.
So do you think that when you moved to California, that's when you started to really sort of kick back against that and see it for what it was and how that just doesn't fit with
who
you are?
I don't...
Because you've been here a while now, right? How long have you been in California?
Yeah, 12 years.
Yeah.
But,
I think I first met you when you first came
out. I'm trying
to
get on to what Revelation Road is about, and it's about, you know, the judgment of others.
Okay.
And, you know, we just shouldn't do that, you know, to each his own, you know, live your own thing. And which brings me to the other songs I wrote for the record. You know, I've experienced a freedom and finding peace with all of the demons that I had, and childhood, and excess, and drinking a lot, and, you know, partying all the time, and kind of, yeah, you remember.
I've seen you party.
And I know you, that's why this interview is good. You know the person.
I'm just trying, I was just remembering being in Boulder.
Oh, yeah. I remember, well, I don't remember Boulder.
Exactly. And I had to do an interview with you the next morning. And Steve, nice, was right. buying you Guinness all night.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying to him, can you stop? Because we got to do an interview the next morning. But you
like,
know what?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wasn't drinking, but like you showed up the next morning, man, and you still nailed
Probably
it.
Probably still drinking Guinness.
You still nailed it, though, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know that's been a part of your life, and you're saying sort of coming to terms with some of the excesses, coming to terms with childhood and all that kind of stuff. But the songs then are a collection of, it covers a wide variety of.
It's wide variety, but at the same time, it kind of comes back down to family and, you know, while I'm grateful for the family and the childhood I had, it was some content there, and I like writing about it and sharing it with everybody.
So these songs written over what kind of period of time? You mentioned that one of them was actually written a while ago.
Yeah. You know, I kind of collect. If something doesn't work on one record and it still stays with me, I'll see if it works on the next one. So that's what happened with The Thief. There's a lot of relevance with the song for the record, but sometimes I'll put a song on a record just because it's a pretty good song. I'll find a way to tie it in. But I wrote them. I started writing in January, so I'm really seriously getting down to it.
And what is that process for you when you start? Do you keep hours? Do you, like, get up in the morning and say, okay, I got
four hours? No, I don't keep books.
4 hours,
let me see. You know, I kind of it just kind of comes up over me when I know I'm in the mode. I'm not serious about it or anything, but when I'm focused in on writing, I will sit down with the guitar and pull out all the ideas I've had and start writing them.
Do the words come first? Do you like jot notes down, and then by the time you're sort of sitting there with your guitar, you've already got an idea of some words and you're playing with them?
They usually come first, and like a poem. And then, you know, hopefully there's a hook in there.
Hmm.
But that doesn't happen all the time.
And this is about as stripped down as it gets for you, isn't it? I mean, there's a few vocal overdubs, I guess. But it's pretty much just you and the guitar.
The record is, well, I played several things on there. You know, this and that. But the songs really tell the story.
Hmm. So when you look at this now as a finished piece of work, finished body of work, do you feel like you've put a lid on something? Do you feel like something has now found its place?
Yeah, I feel like I've written songs that opened up a door for me. This song I wrote about my sister really opened a door for me because, you know, when I'm writing about four ball tires on an old Impala, you know, people get it. And, you know, there's something about that picture that, you know, kind of puts you there.
It's about as American as it gets, I
think. Kinda.
Yeah, talk about country music.
Right.
But when you talk about your sister.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole thing is, you know, you grow old. She's my only sister. You get older. You have different lives. And, you know, you have two different paths, but in the end, you're still sisters. It's like Revelation Road. At the end of the day, no matter what you say bad about somebody or how you judge somebody, we're all standing in the same shoes. So,
how are you going to tour this record?
It's just me and a guitar.
Simple as that?
Yeah.
I'm guessing some smaller rooms?
Yes. Yes. Good listening rooms.
Very intimate?
Very.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's been great talking to you and hearing
Thank you,
the
man.
Songs. And we're going to hear our second set right now. It's Shelby Lynn. On Connections at 88.5 KCSN. Thanks.
Thank you. This song is about being miserable for so damn long that you're just tired of it, and you got to do something to get rid of the misery. So I'm lucky I get to write songs. So I just love the title of this. It's called Woe Begone. Woe begone, woe begone. Lord, I suffered way too long. Lord, I've suffered way too long. Did I cause me all this pain? Should I have left things alone? Do I pay for my mistakes? Do I see me like before? I should have seen it coming. A crystal ball says it all. When I wake up and see me crying, woe be gone, woe be gone. I should drive off up the road. I'm in a war I cannot win. I can't explain the worth of crying. I thought I had thicker skin. I should have seen it coming. A crystal ball says it all. When I wake up and see me crying, woe be gone, woe be gone. This one in about 5 minutes after a big fight with somebody that I love a lot. So it's the most unperfect Cake in the Rain song ever, but it's real and it came out and I had to cut it. So. Sometimes things don't work out like we planned. We had it all in the palm of our hands. Was it the unknown fears or the river of tears? I just know it's bittersweet. And all those feelings came over me. No, I just can't conceive why I'd want to return, but I want to go back so I can run away again. Oh, why does it feel so right to hurt so long? Is it just what I'm used to? Does my heart need these scars to keep me alive? Oh, and every time I pick up my guitar. My sweet chords and melody, I just add to the collection of my broken dreams. And I wanna go back so I can run away again. Oh, it's holding me back. I'm stuck in my track. I can't let go. I'm holding on to the hurting. Oh, it's a sin, you see. It's killing me. I'm tired of running. Put me out of the misery. Singing don't always suit my every need. Oh, it's a necessity, so I won't fall to pieces in my empty room. Oh, my lonely room, where I keep my lessons hidden. They're supposed to be forgotten. I go there way too often. But I want to go back so I can run away again. Yes, I do. Yeah, I want to go back so I can run away again.